Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We've got elections coming up in Virginia this year, this coming year in 2021. We've got the governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, and all of the seats in the Virginia House of Delegates will be up. And one of the shocks in 2017 was when a very prominent Republican leader was defeated by a relatively young man who really had tradition by traditional standards, no business running for office, and publicly pronounced himself as a socialist, and he wound up knocking off the Republican leader. His name is Lee Carter, and the idea that the Democrat Party continues to still tolerate an avowed socialist in their midst in a state like Virginia is shocking to me. And then if you look at this guy's behavior over the last couple of years, he has been one of the most obnoxious, offensive members of the General Assembly that I've ever witnessed in my life. And that's saying something, because I've been around a lot of these people. I just can't believe that the Democrat Party of Virginia tolerates him in their midst. Well, there's a Republican who is stepping up to challenge Lee Carter, and his name is Mike Allers. And Mike is with us this morning. Good morning to you. Glad to have you here. How you doing?
Yes. Good morning, John. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
It was a great Thanksgiving. I hope yours was. Tell me what's made you decide to take on Lee Carter for this House of Delegates seat.
Sure. Well, you know, John, simply I couldn't sit back as he completely spews bile on Twitter and completely damages the community I live in. He's called police a threat to public safety everywhere. This is a man who's deeply unserious in his office. He hasn't gotten many things accomplished. And once again, he is too busy tweeting or live streaming what game he's playing rather than governing. We're in a pandemic. We have serious issues in regards to Virginia. More people are moving out than moving in. Childcare is through the roof. These are serious issues that are going to take a serious person to actually move the ball forward and govern. And Lee Carter is more concerned with getting retweets from Portland and L.A. than actually governing in Virginia.
Yeah, that's an odd thing. I mean, this is Manassas, so a lot of Richmond people don't see him on a regular basis. But when he has popped up in our news coverage, it's been him getting in the face of state police officers, telling them that he's their boss, that he'll be dealing with them in the legislature, which I think is breathtakingly bad behavior under any circumstance for a member of the legislature to be
absolutely
at a protest harassing his own employees.
Not only that, John, the protest, I actually interviewed, because in addition to being a teacher, I'm also a political commentator with Bearing Drift, and I interviewed some of the protesters, and they said it was peaceful until he showed up. So he made that event about himself, which is what he likes to do, because he wanted a photo op of him looking big and bad next to the police and riot gear.
Well, what makes you think, with your background, And, you know, I think there are extraordinary possibilities from people who haven't been in politics their entire lives. But what makes you think that you'll be able to unseat this guy this time? Has he just done enough provocative, outrageous stuff that maybe people in Manassas will say, hey, you know, this was an experiment that went badly and we need to get this jerk out of here? Or how do you,
yeah,
how do you
I
see
mean,
this?
Possibly. Well, possibly. Look, I mean, the rubber band has stretched too far. Lee Carter simply wasn't getting in the face of police officers or talking about abolishing the police or private property a few years ago when he ran against Jackson Miller or Ian Lovejoy. Now he's really, he has this air of, you know, cockiness that he is the incumbent and he's just going to sweep into office. Well, John, I'm not a typical Republican. I do not come from, wealth. I am a working class guy. I'm an educator. And I feel like being an educator, you have to serve everyone. You have to serve the community. You, no matter what race they are, what religion they are, what beliefs they have. As an educator, I come with several different ideas and different perspectives in regard to public education. I think Republicans do not talk about public education enough. And with Lee Carter threatening public safety and potentially he is pushing for police officers to be even removed from schools, I had to step up. So I believe, as an educator, if we focus on those suburban issues such as education, public safety, and focus in the areas where Republicans, maybe, I guess, Lincoln Project Republicans, right, might have crossed over, we can get them back on these issues. So I think going to take everybody to unite against this guy.
How did the president run in Manassas? Because that's an important question. I'm beginning to see some people who've been relatively quiet about the president, you know, probably wisely not openly hostile to him, are now stepping out and being somewhat hostile. Where do you fall on that spectrum?
Well, I mean, I think once again, the president, I saw a collection of signs. You know, not very many in Manassas, not to say that there aren't supporters, but, you know, Manassas is a pretty independent area, I would say, right? It was red. If you look on VPAP, I believe it's still R+6, the district, but it's represented by a socialist. Yeah. So I think this election really isn't or shouldn't be a nationalized one. This should be a completely local one, because here's the thing. The Democrats, your average Democrat, I bet you, I guarantee you, does not believe in what Lee Carter believes in. So I think we need to unite.
How do you think he got elected in the first place?
Well, I think it was a combination of things. I think in the area, look, Northern Virginia is not friendly Trump territory in large. Right. So I think there was a few components of, you saw the backlash in, whether it was in 2017 or 2018.
This was just, I'm going to vote for anybody who doesn't have an R behind their name.
Exactly. It could have been a dead body. That's my,
Well, that would have been preferable to this guy, I think, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm appalled that this guy's sitting in the oldest legislative body in the new world. It's kind
of shocking. Oh, absolutely. Well, and you know, it's interesting, John, you know, in Richmond, Congresswoman Spanberger pointed out that the Democrats need to move away from that talk of defunding the police and socialism. She said it herself. So if we in Virginia have the party of Terry McAuliffe and Abigail Spanberger, Lee Carter is going to be on the out. So I think this is an opportunity, John. I'm inviting Democrats to join my campaign to vote for me, because I think we could unite to get this guy out of here, because I don't think he represents Democrats or Virginia very well.
It's really interesting that you're stepping out this early you know, carve out that territory. Mike Allers is going to seek the Republican nomination to challenge the socialist, the Democrat, Lee Carter, in the 50th district in Manassas. And Mike, I appreciate the chance to talk to you. You got a website, I assume?
Thank you. Yes. Please go to votemikejr.com for more. And look, John, it's not too early to contribute. 2021 will be the year for Republicans in Virginia, and we got to start by taking back this seat.
There it is. Vote Mike Jr. VoteMikeJr.com. Mike Allers, appreciate the chance to talk to you. I'm sure we'll talk again. Thank you.
Thank you so much, John.
Oh, O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.